Bronzeville is brought to you by...
All of my dreams are Bronzeville. Hey, policy, the numbers game.
Policy, the numbers game.
The church, the vote, help make the change.
The church, the vote, help make the change.
We're not here just to survive.
We're not here just to survive.
This is where we all can thrive. Living in Bronzeville.
Living in Bronzeville.
Living in Bronzeville.
Living in Bronzeville. All of my dreams are real.
All of my dreams are real.
Living in Bronzeville.
Living in Bronzeville.
All of my dreams are real.
And all of my dreams are so real.
Living in Bronzeville.
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 Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bronzeville. For episode 1, the winning numbers are 3, 5, 11, and 29. Previously on Bronzeville.
God damn it, it's the fucking Copeland.
Get down, Sammy, stay here. I'm going out there.
Kill those goddamn spades. Kill every last one of them.
Yes, goddammit.
Holy shit, Curtis. You did it.
We did it, Jimmy. We did it. It.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. No, no, my God.
It's been 1 week since building tensions between the Copeland family business and Sammy Minetti's crime organization exploded in violence at the Boogie Palace on Chicago's West Side.
When you have a cold, you don't act right.
Dolson here. I light a lucky and go light on the sweet.
That was Trudy Travis with the Housewives Corner. In other news, all businesses in the south side of Chicago, what the residents call Bronzeville, will stop today for the funeral of Negro gangster Everett Copeland, who was slain last week in what's believed to have been a confrontation with another Negro gang. Copeland had recently been released from federal prison on tax evasion charges, and it's believed that he will be replaced by his brother Jesse, who has never been convicted of a crime. But the day is young. This has been the KMET News Hour with your host, Pop Hopewell.
You're listening to WVCF, the voice of Bronzeville. I'm your host, Dunbar Hamilton. It's a sad day today, as all eyes in Bronzeville turn to the homegoing of Brother Everett Copeland, one of our community's most distinguished members. Life is hard, brothers and sisters, and we all have our own problems. But let's take a moment today and send a prayer to Everett's family, especially his brothers Jesse, Zeke, and his sister Lisa.
Rumors abound that Sammy Minetti fled town, but darker whispers speak to a more permanent fate. In an effort to keep the city from erupting in racial conflict, the shootout at the club was kept quiet by the Chicago police, and the Copeland family has been focused on restoring calm and order.
Fellas, enjoy yourself tonight. We got the best music, hardest booze, and the prettiest ladies.
Thank you.
Younger
Zeke.
Brother Zeke has returned his focus to the day-to-day operations of the family business and running his nightclub. They say sooner or later, anyone who's anyone in Chicago will pass through the doors of the Royale.
I wish Everett was here.
Yeah, you and me both.
Once the temporary head, war hero Jesse Copeland has now assumed the duties that were his older brother's.
I'm glad you're with me, brother.
I wouldn't be anywhere else, brother.
And then there's Lisa Copeland, the youngest sister. Fresh out of college and working at the bank, her courage and intelligence have proven to be a valuable asset to the family, although a promise made to their mother precludes her active involvement in the family business. To add to the complications of her life, there's her growing involvement with Jimmy Tillman.
What's going on with you two?
You know, I'm a fully grown woman.
Yes, you are, but I am your big brother, and this family means something to people.
Recently arrived from Arkansas, on the run from the law, Jimmy has come to work for the family and has proven to be extremely helpful to them.
Jimmy, welcome to the organization, young brother.
Thank you. Thank you, son.
The new man is always regarded with some suspicion, but he seems to have passed every test thrown his way.
Drop him!
Damn, he looks dead, too. What happened here?
One of you fellas want to untie me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, if the brothers knew of his relationship with their sister, all bets would be off.
Just don't kiss me here.
Okay.
For the time being, at least, the affection between the two may be Bronzeville's best-kept secret. Of course, in a place like Bronzeville, secrets abound. Which brings us last, but most certainly not least, to Curtis Randolph, eyeball to those who love him, as well as those who fear him.
That story you told me earlier about Mushmouth Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Well, did you?
Did I kill him?
Yeah.
If I said no, would you believe me?
Still reeling from the death of his beloved Anna, the woman he credits with his redemption, rumors about Randolph's mental state are not dissipated by the fact that he seems to engage in conversations with his late wife.
Anna, honey, I need you to look the other way a little bit longer.
For the time being, though, there is a semblance of order and peace. And now, the family and friends of Everett Copeland turn their attention to sending their brother home.
I never seen you drink in the morning before, Zeke.
You never seen me go to my brother's funeral either.
I'm sorry.
A lot of things I'd rather be doing today.
You loved your brother a lot.
Yeah, Cleo. I loved Everett a whole lot. What do you think?
Zeke, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
Because there's nothing you can say.
He's with Jesus now.
You think Jesus wants anything to do with the Copeland brothers?
The good Lord loves us all, Zeke.
People like us, too, huh? Like me.
You know he does.
I don't even know what I know anymore. When we were kids, I used to go to bed and dream up ways to kill Everett and Jesse.
Sure, honey. It's called being the youngest. But you think I didn't sit around thinking about taking a straight razor to my brothers?
I guess.
Zeke?
Yeah, Cleo.
You sure that I can't go with you?
I told you, you can go. Hell, everybody in Bronzeville's going. You just can't go with me. You understand?
Yeah, well, I guess I just thought...
You thought what?
Well, we've been spending a lot of time together away from the club. I just thought, you know, maybe it would be okay if I went with you.
Damn. You got some time in, Cleo. Why not? Why on the day that I'm getting ready to go and bury my eldest brother?
I'm sorry. I really am.
You look good, Jesse.
Thank you, baby.
I'm making you some eggs.
You didn't have to do that.
I wanted to. This is gonna be a difficult day.
Never buried my brother before.
So hard to believe he's gone.
You know, the other day I had a situation at work. Just a day-to-day thing. I'm listening to one of my guys lay it out, and my first thought is, damn, I'm just gonna pass this off to Everett. He's better at this leader stuff than I am. Then it hit me.
I'm so sorry.
No, you don't understand. What hit me was he's in jail. If I want to talk to him, I gotta go all the way to Terre Haute. And I'm sitting there a full minute trying to figure out when I can fit that into my schedule. And if I have other stuff to talk to him about. And then I just... Man, it's like this hole just opened up in me. Swallowed me alive.
That's normal, baby. You will get past it.
I know I will. And that feels worse. I lost people before, a lot of people. But this? I'm not burying any more family. Not like this. Not ever.
Morning, Lisa.
Jimmy, what are you...
I volunteered to be your driver today. Figured you want the company.
I really do. Come on in. I'm not ready yet. This is gonna be a tough day for everyone.
It is. But you got family. And you're strong together. Y'all to get through.
I know. I just...
What is it?
I don't know. The last few weeks, I feel like I've been serving a purpose. Actually helping the family. Going back to the bank...
Don't seem the same no more.
No. I need something. Bigger for myself.
I know what you mean.
Listen to me. What about you? You never talk about your family, Jimmy.
Well, don't really have none. My daddy disappeared before I was born, and my mama died when I was young. I don't remember much about her.
Who raised you?
My friend Arthur's mama. She did what she could, but hell, we was terrible kids.
I can imagine the trouble you got into.
I lost people, but never like this. Just let me know what you need, and I'll get it for you.
No, and that helps a lot, Lucky.
You know how I feel, Lisa.
And you know how I feel.
Well, all right then.
Anna, I seem to have forgotten how to tie a damn necktie. Well, you may have ruined me. It's your fault. Well, you made up for that by always being right. What do you mean about what? About everything, baby. About every blessed thing. Oh, baby, I have to tell you, I am so tired of going to funerals. This war has cost us too much, and what has it gotten us, huh? I mean, you're gone, Everett's gone. Even the mayor is jumping down my throat about every little thing. This wasn't the plan, baby. This was not how it was supposed to go. Yes, I know that. Yes, I am working on something. I am always working on something. If we can just get through this next couple of months, it'll all be better. Come on. Now, well, right now, I have to keep a tight lid on this town, or else it's all over for us. All of us here in Bronzeville, even them. There it is. I got it. I knew I would if I just keep after it.
Brothers and sisters, I do hope you've been paying attention to everything that I've said here. Never forget that the good Lord looks over all of us. Yes, he does. And he gave us his only son, Jesus, to wash away all of our sins. But as we finish up Brother Everett's homecoming, there's something that's almost as important that I want you to remember. I want you to remember that Bronzeville is more than a place, brothers and sisters. Oh, yes, it's more than an address. It's more than intersections of streets and roads, and it's more than that elevated train that roars through day and night. Bronzeville is an idea. Yes, Bronzeville is a promise.
Come on now.
And if we carry that promise in our hearts, the promise men like Everett Copeland gave his life to. Bronzeville will live on long past us.
Say that.
Yes, it will live on long past us. As long as two or more of us congregate together, that's where you'll find Bronzeville.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That was a wonderful service.
Oh, Reverend Thomas was in fine form.
That he was. How are you holding up?
Good as can be expected. I mean, I'm more worried about Jesse. This is a lot for him to take on.
I know that, but believe me, he's up to the task.
That he is, and I'm here to back him in any way he needs. Now, how are you doing, Curtis?
Well, I will always miss that woman.
Oh, God knows we all will.
But I'm all right, considering. Been working on some things that'll help keep Bronzeville on track.
Oh, now that's good. That's real good. Because Bronzeville needs you, Curtis.
Bronzeville needs us all, Zeke. Especially you. I can't overestimate the importance of the release you provide for all of us in this community now. Music has charms to soothe this.
Oh, shit.
What?
Loretta, coming. 3 o'clock.
Oh, she aiming for you or me?
Ooh, you, thank God.
Oh, damn.
You on your own, Curtis.
And here I was thinking we were friends.
Oh, friends only go so far, my brother, with that one.
I'll get you. Hello, Loretta.
Oh, Curtis. It does my heart such good to see you. No one else here really understands what we're going through.
Well, we all must persevere through our trials, Loretta.
So much nicer to have someone to persevere with, though. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. And we are all so sorry for your loss. Everett was, well, he was one of a kind. Copeland's a family to me, and Anna, as you know.
And he admired you so much, Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
He thought you were the strongest man in all of Chicago. I have to admit, I feel the same way.
Ah, well, thank you, Loretta.
How are you, weathering this storm?
I'm doing what I can, like everyone else.
Yeah. If you find you have it in you to help a new widow get through her day, I do wish you'd drop by.
Ah. Oh, here comes Reverend Thomas. We must give him our regards. Would you please excuse me, Loretta?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Curtis.
Reverend, that was a most moving eulogy.
Thank you, Curtis. Everett Copeland meant a great deal to this community. I felt it was important we send him off in a manner befitting his station.
No one's ever knocked on St. Peter's door as loudly as you did today, Reverend. Now, I wonder if you might spare a little effort and help to save me on a more temporary basis.
Curtis?
Just usher me over to those folks over there like we've got something important to talk about.
Ah, the Widow Copeland.
The Widow Copeland.
Trying times for her, no doubt.
Trying times for us all, Reverend.
Indeed, Curtis.
Curtis.
Hello, Jesse. Hello, Hallie.
Hello, Mr. Randolph.
That was some ceremony.
Yes, it was.
Hallie, would you excuse us for a moment?
Of course. I'll go talk to Betty June.
All right. You give her my best. So, Jesse, how you holding up?
You know how it is, Curtis. There's no holding up. Just gotta do what you have to do.
I hear that. Well, we're all behind you, Jesse. Now remember, when he had to step down a while, you're the one Everett chose to take over for him.
I know that, Curtis. And I thank you for your faith in me.
You're a good man, Jesse. Faith in you comes easy. I just hope we've come through all this business and can get back to something resembling normal.
Speaking of business,
we're moving forward, I told you. This would be a slow process, but so far so good. It's essential everything stay calm and peaceful. Need to make sure nothing disrupts us.
Lord, give me some peace and quiet.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Miss Copeland, you don't know me, but I just wanted to tell you, your brother was a true leader to his people, and we appreciate all the Copeland's done for us.
Thank you so much. Please, what's your name?
Norval Cole.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. That was very kind of you. Thank you so much for coming today.
Of course.
Hey, Mr. Cole.
Say, Jimmy.
Thanks for coming.
Sure. I need to be asking you about something.
All right. Excuse me, Miss Lisa.
Of course.
What is it?
You know Otis Clemens, right?
Yeah, sure. He worked for the Copelands.
Yeah, well, Otis ain't been paying off the way he's supposed to.
What?
On the winning numbers. And I ain't the only one. Netta Albert told me she won twice last month. He came back, told her she'd given him different numbers than what she knew she'd given him.
Oh, hell. Okay. Let me look into it.
I know we can trust you, Jimmy.
I do my best, Mr. Cole.
Thank you.
What was that?
Oh, just some work stuff. Let's get you home.
I think I want to walk, Jimmy.
Oh, okay. Nice day.
No, I mean by myself.
Everything okay? You sure about that?
I'm fine, Lucky. I just want a little time to myself. You think anyone is going to mess with me today of all days?
I guess not.
Don't be looking for Zeke, mister. I'm telling you, I'll be okay. You think I can't take care of myself?
Okay, okay. You win.
But you could come by for dinner tonight.
Sure enough, I like that. Hey, Jimmy. Where's Lisa going?
She wanted to walk home.
By herself.
You know your sister.
I do. I do. So you're gonna follow her, right?
That was the plan.
Good man.
Bronzeville will return after a brief word from our sponsors. And now, back to Bronzeville. Night falls on Bronzeville.
Oh, man. I don't care what that son of a bitch done. Give me that money.
No, man. Ain't nothing left.
Lord, you've been good to me. But what I do to you that I gotta fall in love with a fat man that snores? Harry! Oh, Jesus. Who been smoking up in here?
Okay, all right.
Whole place is going up.
Where's the fire department?
Man, this is Bronzeville. They taking their time.
Oh, look there! Second floor!
Gary!
What you want, Jimmy?
Come with me, man. We gotta help those folks out here.
The fire department's coming, man.
I don't hear nothing, man. Come on,
get moving. Be a man.
Shit, let's go, let's go. Come on.
Oh, oh, Jesus.
Harry!
Harry! Get out of here, Jimmy!
Where's Sarah? Where's the baby? Where's Glory?
Get out of here, man!
Harry! Just jump under this chest. Come on, we gotta move!
Get out of here!
All right, man. Okay, all right. Come on, man. Let's go! Let's get!
The next morning.
Oh, my Lord. I could see the fire from my window.
I hear some people died.
Mm-hmm. Three, I heard.
Lord, have mercy on their souls.
You hear about Jimmy Tillman?
That runner?
Yeah. He managed to drag Harry Davis out.
Hey. That's something, I suppose.
Where are all them people gonna live?
Well, I guess they're gonna stay with friends. Maybe move, I guess. I don't know.
Just terrible.
Well, at least they got the option.
Well, what you mean?
I mean, the ones that died, they ain't staying with nobody.
Oh, just terrible.
Now you know who done it.
You gonna tell me you know who done it?
You a fool. Who always done it?
What? You mean the landlord?
White landlord. That's what they do. Squeeze us for all they can, then burn us out for the money.
Man, I'd hate to be that some bitch if he get caught.
Now, ain't nobody catching him. You stupid or something? It's a white landlord. Nobody cares.
Jimmy Tillman.
Oh, Mrs. Holder.
You all right, Jimmy?
I'm okay. Banged up my leg a bit last night, but I'll be fine.
Out gallivanting, I assume. Okay, but don't you mess around with an injury. You need to rest up a while. You do it. We'll all be here when you get back.
I know that, ma'am.
All right, then. Here you go. Play these for me.
Will do, ma'am.
You be careful out there, Jimmy. I hear things. I know it's trying times.
I always am.
All right, then.
You say hello to Mr. Holder for me, okay?
I'll do that, Jimmy.
Okay.
Jimmy Tillman.
Howdy, Charisse.
Say, Jimmy.
Mr. Morris.
Hey, Jimmy.
Mrs. Scott, you look mighty fine this morning.
Oh, shoot you.
The Royale is Bronzeville's hottest nightclub. By day, however, it serves as the offices of Zeke Copeland.
Hey, Zeke. Jimmy's here.
All right, send him in.
Hey, Zeke. How you doing?
Jimmy Tillman. Bronzeville's one-man fire department.
I was just walking home. Did what I could. you'd have done the same.
Well, I like to think so, at least, but good work anyway.
Thanks. What you need?
You know Dupree, right? Willie's son?
Sure. He was with us at the Boogie Palace.
Yeah.
A good man.
Dupree is. He is. Look, Sammy Minetti and what's left of his organization has skipped town. Jesse and I don't think he'll be a problem for us anymore, but can never be too sure, right? There's no real way of knowing how these mob fools are gonna react, so we're doubling up on our runners for a while.
Oh, you know me, Zeke. I can take care of myself just fine.
What did I say that gave you the impression this was a request?
Good point, boss.
Besides, I want Dupree getting comfortable with your route. You know as well as I do that you're gonna be moving up eventually.
Oh.
That set you up, didn't it?
I just don't know what to say.
Don't say nothing, because it ain't happening today, but know that you're on the fast track, Jimmy.
I do what I can.
Yeah, I know you do. But for now, stay on route and take Dupree with you.
You the boss, Zeke.
That's right. I am. Hey, Walter. Send in Dupree.
Hey, Zeke. How you doing, Jimmy?
Dupree?
Look, Dupree. Jimmy's gonna take you on his rounds for a while, teach you the ropes. Main thing is, you watch each other's back. Wait no Minetti's men to pop their heads up again. We need to be ready for anything.
You know I'm ready for them sons of bitches.
Don't be too quick to pull out that pistol. You follow Jimmy's lead, yeah? He knows how to stay cool under fire.
Yes, sir.
All right, you two, hit the bricks. I got work to do.
All right, Zeke. Take care.
You too, Jimmy.
So you've been out of town a while, that right?
Yeah. St. Louis. Came back here a couple weeks ago, just in time for them fireworks with the high tides.
Yeah, that was some ugly shit there.
Oh, it surely was. Saw you and our boss there, it's all though. Knocking down them dagos as they came. Now, that was a sight to see.
We just did what we had to do. Still wasn't enough.
I can't believe Everett's gone. I've known the Copeland family since I was a tadpole.
Let me show you the route, Dupree.
Possible incident at 243 Wabash.
Unit 714 in vicinity. We'll take it. What's the incident?
Anonymous phone call. Check on resident.
Roger that. This is that guy's house. Colton. Something Colton.
Well, you know him?
Nah, but he owns a bunch of buildings on the south side.
You hear about that fire last night?
Yeah.
One of his, you think?
How the hell would I know?
Check the door.
Hey. Hello? Police!
Bronzeville, the next morning.
Morning, Mr. Randolph.
Good morning, Maxwell.
Where to, sir?
City Hall.
You hear about Mr. Colton?
Read about it this morning.
Stabbed to death in his own home last night.
Bernard Colton was the kind of man where such an eventuality was always a distinct possibility.
I love the way you put things, Mr. Randolph.
You know if you'd read some of those books I keep giving you, some of that might rub off on you, Maxwell.
I know, sir. You do keep telling me that. Well, you know, I got me some time off. There's just so many other things to do.
Mm-hmm. Horses, beer, women, whiskey.
You say that like those are bad things.
All right. All right, you got me there, Maxwell. Anyway, I read all about Mr. Colton over breakfast, and I expect it's one of the things I'll be discussing this morning with the mayor.
Sir?
Colton owned a lot of property in Bronzeville. That building over on LaSalle that burned down the other night was one of his.
Some folks say that was an insurance job.
Some folks are probably right.
He was a leech. A lot of people might want to see that man dead.
Yes, he was, and yes, they might.
You ever deal with him?
I did. But let's just say that his passing is a loss that the community will be able to bear.
Curtis Randolph is here, Mr. Mayor.
Ah, thank you, Effie. Show him in, please. Curtis, Curtis, come in.
Mr. Mayor, what can I do for you this fine day?
Curtis, I am starting to worry about Bronzeville.
Why is that?
The situation you and I find ourselves in. It's not going to go well if things are this chaotic.
Chaotic?
Come on, Curtis, come on. You know what happened at Minetti's Club, and then this murder?
Colton.
Look, normally I wouldn't give two shits. Bernard Colton was a parasite.
Friend of mine was saying the same thing.
Well, one thing this city doesn't need right now is a white man getting cut open by one of yours.
I can assure you, Mr. Mayor, a one of mine had nothing to do with it. Whoever did this was not in my employ.
Curtis, you know that's not what I meant.
You meant a Negro.
Okay, look, we may live in an age of enlightenment, but asking Chicagoans to abide such a thing is many bridges too far, Curtis.
If you say so, sir.
Look, I am doing everything I can to squash the rumors that a bunch of gun-toting Negroes declared war on a white nightclub. Throwing this murder onto that fire will not make things easier, and none of it bodes well for our investment.
Understood.
And, hey, I'm sorry for the loss of your friend. I know you two were close.
Everett was like family to me, sir.
It's been a hard time for you, I know. And I appreciate all the work I have no doubt you're doing to make sure that everything continues to run smoothly.
I wish I knew what you were talking about, Mr. Mayor.
Well, listen, Curtis, what I'm saying is this. I think we both know that Bernard Colton was not defenestrated by a white man. I need to know that going in, when the police find the son of a bitch who killed that son of a bitch, that Bronzeville won't explode on me. I don't doubt that he had it coming, but this is too important to me, to us.
Disemboweled.
Excuse me?
Defenestrated is when someone is thrown out of a window. I think you meant disemboweled.
You are quite the wordsmith, aren't you? Huh, Curtis? Listen to me. As to this other matter...
Yes?
The chief's informants indicate that Sammy Minetti has left the state.
I'm not sure why you're telling me that, Mr. Mayor.
Curtis.
Mr. Mayor?
Thanks for coming in, Curtis. I always enjoy these little chats.
As do I, sir, as do I.
And how's the mayor of Chicago today?
Oh, handing out assignments. Looks like I got my work cut out for me.
Home, sir.
Home.
Bronzeville will return after a brief word from our sponsors. And now, back to our show.
All right, Mr. Henry, I'll get right on it.
Lisa Copeland to see you, sir?
Wonderful. Please, send her in. Lisa Copeland. It has been a while, hasn't it? I was so sorry to hear about your brother Everett.
Thank you, George.
Is there anything I can do?
This is just something a family has to endure. We're strong, we'll get through, but thank you.
Of course, of course.
So what can I do for you, George?
Yes, right. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. Things are so busy here, I don't get to leave my office much lately.
It was a nice excuse to get out of my own office.
Wonderful. The reason I asked to see you is the hospital's in trouble.
How so?
We've always gotten by on the generosity of Mr. Randolph and the bank. The people of Bronzeville simply do not have the resources to properly attend to their medical needs.
I understand.
As you know, the population here is growing rapidly. Unfortunately, the expenses have been mounting. We can't keep up.
What can I do?
I have approached Mr. Randolph about this, but he's been, understandably, distracted. If there was any way you could bring this to his attention?
Of course.
I have a file right here with all the details and totals. We're hanging on by a thread right now.
I understand completely. I'll bring this up with him at his earliest convenience.
Thank you.
Well, you have a nice day, George.
Lisa?
Yes?
I was thinking.
Yes?
Well, if you were ever free for dinner, I thought maybe...
That's very nice of you, George. Let's just say it's not a good time for me right now.
I'm sorry. I understand.
Thank you, George.
Miss Copeland?
Good afternoon.
Miss Lisa?
Hello there, Rosetta.
Lovely day, ain't it?
Oh, it sure is.
Showing off all right, y'all. Woke up this morning. Out of my bed, wondering why you left me, oh, another woman. Told me that you never leave, and that you love only me, and now I'm all alone, and I still can't believe, yeah. Me and you're a cheat, yes you are, and I can't understand why you're doing this to me. Oh, it hurts so bad, so bad, so bad, so bad, so bad.
That was amazing.
Thank you. If you have a penny or two.
Oh, sister. Wait a minute. Here.
Oh, that's the most anyone ever plunked down for one of my tunes.
It was... I just loved it.
Well, when it comes to special customers, I do take requests.
I wouldn't presume to tell such an artist what to do. You surprise us.
Wouldn't presume, huh? I like the sound of that. All right, here's an old one.
So, what's our next stop, Jimmy?
Maisie at the Rialto.
Ooh, that good-looking young girl behind the ticket booth.
Now, don't go getting no ideas, okay?
I'm full of ideas. You just mean don't be acting on them.
You funny. Real funny, Dupree. Hey, Miss Maisie. How you doing?
Hi, Jimmy.
You know Dupree.
I guess so.
So, Maisie, you seen that main feature yet?
Oh, Humphrey Bogart, Edward G. Robinson, they're on an island down in Florida. Big storms coming in and everybody got a gun. That Lauren Bacall might be just the prettiest white woman on earth, okay?
I guess she might be. Okay, so, what are you playing today, Maisie?
I'm not today, Jimmy.
You're not? Something wrong?
It's nothing. I just don't feel real lucky right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, we'll sure enough be back here tomorrow.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see ya. Man, she always plays the number. Rain or shine.
She don't feel lucky, man. Sometimes that's just the way of it.
Maybe. Wait a minute. Hang on here for a second.
All right.
Maisie, now listen, you know you can tell me if something's wrong.
No, I'm
Maisie.
Fine.
Maisie.
All right, Jimmy. All right. There's this man.
What man?
Name old Wilson Brown. Big guy, one drooping eye.
Don't know the fella.
Well, he comes to the movies all the time. He loves the gangster ones.
He giving you a hard time?
You know, men always talk to me here. Some of them just flirting, just to flirt. Some of them think I'm looking to actually go out with them, but he pushes it, Jimmy. Finally, he stopped asking me out, but lately, he's been creepy, you know?
What you mean?
Telling me he just wants me. He's gonna have me. It ain't funny, Jimmy. Not even for a minute. And this afternoon, he come in, been drinking, and he said, cut the bullshit, little girl. I'm coming for you tomorrow night. And then...
And then what?
And then he tells me where I live. Address, apartment number, everything.
Say what?
He knows where I live, Jimmy. He knows it's just me and my mama.
Tomorrow night, huh?
Uh-huh, and I don't know what I'm
okay,
gonna
okay,
do.
Okay. Maisie. You got friends you can stay with a night? You and your mama, I mean.
I mean, I guess I do.
Okay. Listen up. Here's what's gonna happen.
Do you make a date with that girl?
Get your brain out the gutter, boy. Just some business.
All right. So what you know?
Now? Well, now we go back to the station so you can log in all these numbers.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Jesse.
Zeke, we need to talk about Minetti.
I don't have anything new. He split town fast, and these mob boys are doing everything they can to keep his whereabouts a secret.
I don't like what I'm about to say at all, but I gotta say it.
Yeah, you're gonna tell me that we need to forget about him.
That's right. They've got more muscle and more power than we do, even without Capone. We track down this son of a bitch and do him the way he deserves.
It's all over for us.
And Bronzeville.
Yeah. Okay, brother. I know that. Trust me, I know.
I want them so bad I can taste it.
Yep.
You do too. I know that, brother. And it'll come. Just not now. Everett, he had a saying about revenge. It's best served cold.
So you saying?
Sammy Vannetti's gonna get what's coming to him, but for now...
Let sleeping dogs lie.
That's right. You know Ray Waters, right?
Yeah, that's the cop that worked for us.
That's right. Hang on. Hey, Ray. Ray, get in here.
Hey, Jesse. Zeke.
Ray.
Tell Zeke what you've been hearing.
The syndicate's sending a new man in to take over Minetti's business interests, including the club. Guy named Coscarelli.
Leo Coscarelli?
Yeah. They call him Bag of Donuts.
Man, these eye ties and they damn nicknames.
He's pretty high up in the organization.
Definitely not someone you want to antagonize.
I already put the word out. But I'll hit it harder. No hassles with the mob.
That's right. We stay cool.
Cool is my middle name.
Your middle name is Jebediah.
Jesse, I'm trying to forget that. So what else is going on?
All for now.
All right. Thanks, Ray.
Sure thing, Jesse. Jebediah.
Funny man, Ray. So how you doing, Jesse?
Yeah. Whenever it was away, this was all temporary. I was holding it together for him to come back. Seemed like a lot. Too much sometimes. I kept thinking about what comes after and how I couldn't wait to get back to it. Now, knowing this is permanent, I'm learning how to handle it, you know?
You're the best man for the job, Jesse. And everybody knows that.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
It's just the truth.
All right, so how are you holding up?
I'm working, man. You know, keeping the club going, keeping people happy and entertained.
And how's Lisa? You talked to her lately?
I mean, she seems okay, you know, working hard at the bank.
Good. And you got men on her, right?
Definitely. I got a couple of guys keeping an eye on her, but quiet-like. If she knew, you know how she'd be.
Yeah, I know. And about the Tillman kid?
Jimmy? Why you asking?
Him and Lisa. Is that something we need to worry about?
I mean, he likes her. Hell, man, everybody likes her.
You know what I mean.
Nah. There's nothing there, Jesse.
You sure?
Jimmy's a good man, but Lisa knows she's too good for him.
All right. Well, you let me know if I need to start worrying.
I will, Jesse. I will.
Mr. Randolph.
Lisa, how are you today?
I'm okay, thank you.
All right. I still wish you'd taken those days off.
It really helped to keep working.
Yes, well, I can't say we don't need you around here. What can I do for you?
I was over at the hospital earlier. George Fox asked to see me.
How is George?
They're having a hard time right now. Costs have been skyrocketing, and as you know, the hospital can't sustain itself.
Yes, unfortunately, I am painfully aware of that. Is this going where I think it's going?
I'm afraid so.
Lisa, you know there's nothing I wouldn't do for this town, for our community, these people.
Of course.
There are things going on right now. My resources are tied up in something that's very important. I am not at liberty to explain any further, so George is going to have to navigate those waters without my help for the time being. And before you give me that look, I'm telling you, this isn't negotiable. In the end, this is all for the benefit of Bronzeville. Right now, just isn't a good time.
Is it ever?
I'm sorry?
Is it ever a good time? Is there ever a time when it's easy to keep this community from sinking? I understand this is a burden, but...
My answer is final, Lisa.
This is people's lives. We're beholden to these people, to this community. I don't need to lecture you about that. I'm sorry.
It is understandable. And we'll be addressing this as soon as possible. But for now, I'd appreciate it if you just let it lie.
I'll do what I can, Mr. Randolph.
Thank you, Lisa. Jesse, it's Curtis. I just had a conversation with your sister Lisa, and she's wanting to know why funds are being tied up right now. I'm concerned she may start sniffing around, Jesse.
You know Lisa. She gets something in her head.
That's what I'm worried about.
Evening, Miss Copeland.
Good evening, Frank. Thank you. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Miss Lisa.
You're always on time.
Your brothers want you safe? I keeps you safe.
That's all it is, I suppose.
You know it ain't.
I'm counting on that.
So, how was your day?
It was interesting.
Sounds like something happened.
I came across this ledger at the bank the other day. It's coded. There's these really big payments going out in Mr. Randolph's name, but no idea to whom.
To who?
I'm sorry if I happen to be the recipient of a good education.
No, I like it. You know that. Shoot, my country ass could use some more school.
Your country ass is just fine by me.
All right.
But this is serious. Lots of money, big amounts. The ledger links to a file, but that file's in a cabinet that's locked up tight. And when I talked to Mr. Randolph today about another matter, he made it clear that he's got a lot of money tied up in something. You hear anything out there about anything big coming up?
No, nobody tells me anything.
Yeah, but you listen and you're smarter than they know.
Ain't heard a thing. What you think it could be?
I don't know, but it's big.
Okay. I'll definitely keep my eyes and ears open.
Miss Copeland. Hi, Birdie. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, all right. How was your day?
Oh, you know, same old routine. I've been taking Willie's boy around, showing him the ropes.
How is Dupree?
You all right? Young and eager. Reminds me of me when I got here. Man, that feels like 100 years ago.
I heard all about what you did at that fire.
I'd have gotten there earlier.
You saved a man's life, Jimmy. Don't be beating yourself up about that.
No, I know. But damn firemen took forever to get there.
As high as we climb, they'll always take their time getting here.
Guess so.
And you still glad you came to Bronzeville?
Come on now. You already know the answer to that question.
Stay tuned after the credits for a preview of the next episode of Bronzeville. This episode of Bronzeville was brought to you by Cinema Gypsy Productions, Tateman Entertainment, and Global. This episode of Bronzeville is directed by Lawrence Fishburne, written by Josh Olson, and featured the following performances. Lawrence Fishburne as Curtis Eyeball Randolph, Lorenz Tate as Jimmy Tillman, Tika Sumter as Lisa Copeland, Lamar Tate as Zeke Copeland, Mackay Pfeiffer as Jesse Copeland, Barton Fitzpatrick as Dupree, Layla Hathaway as Etta Mae Jackson, Oba Babatunde as Harry Davis, Denise Dowse as Sarah Davis, Ren T. Brown as narrator, Peter McKenzie as mayor, Adriana Sherry as Loretta Copeland, Atheon Crockett as Ray Waters, Rodney Salisbury as Reverend Thomas, Kevin Brief as Hop Hopewell, Kyla Pratt as Maisie, Michael Shepard as Mr. Cole, Yvonne Jourdain as George Fox, Rodney Salisbury as Dunbar Hamilton, Michael Spellman as Cop Number 1, Michael Hyland as Cop Number 2, Faye Hauser as Mrs. Holder, Brittany Elena as Hallie Copeland, Ashley A. Williams as Cleo, Beth Maitland as Effie, Brandon Scott as Maxwell. Additional voices by Preston Butler III, Sola Bamis, Chantel Kasem, Denise Dowse, Jovan Green, Kevin Hunter, Leonard Earl Howes, Karis Morgan Moyer, Iona Morris, Oba Olanayi, Tim Russ, Ashford J. Thomas, Roger J. Timber, L.T. Tolliver, Sherry Vanden Heuvel, Hottie Williams. Executive producers for the series are Lawrence Fishburne, Lorenz Tate, Helen Suglin, LaRon Tate, Matt Cuter, and Jeff McCarthy. Co-executive producers are Melissa Gelino and Lamar Tate. Produced by Casey Whalen. Associate producer, Audrey Kendrick. Composer, 1500 or Nothing. Theme song, Living in Bronzeville. Written by Larry Tate, Lewis Price, and LaRon Tate. Produced by Lawrence Dobson. Lead vocal by Lewis Price. Background vocals, Shireen Dobson, Alexandria Dobson, and Lawrence Dobson. Story and history consultant, Michael Theobald. Our production team includes casting directors, Jamie Rudolfsky and Christy Faison, CSA. Sound design and editing by Victoria Chang at Whalen Production Studios. Vocal coach, Denise Dowse. Production sound mixer, Carlos Sotolongo. Still photographer, Celeste T. Holmes. Videographer, Dana Rice. Graphic designer, Mari Sasso. Digital media management, Alexia Clancy. First assistant director, Roger J. Timber. Second assistant director, Charlie Magdaleno. Post-production assistant, Katie Wayland. Executive assistant to Mr. Fishburne, Greg Haynes. Production assistants, Autumn Tate, Amari Woods, and Corey Wright. Caterer, Rosemary and Sweet Tea. Bronzeville was recorded at LA Studios in Los Angeles, California. This has been your narrator, Ren T. Brown. From all of us in Bronzeville, thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind. On the next episode of Bronzeville.
I'm worried about this Colton situation.
You saying the guy had it coming?
If anyone did, yeah, it's this prick.
I'm not talking about pennies on the street, girl.
And you got something in your bag there gonna make me famous?
I've been sitting here waiting for you to come and get me.
We cannot be seen to be connected with that.
Jimmy Tillman.
Say that, Otis.
Let's talk over there. I got something I want to discuss with you.
What are you going to do, Jesse?
I'm going to make an executive decision.
Yeah?
These ain't no cops.